Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Well, yesterday, the Missouri House, we've been reporting all morning, voted to send the education bill, Senate Bill 727, I think it was called, to the governor's desk. They narrowly voted, I should say. I think it got the exact number of votes it needed to pass. There had been some criticism of that from some conservative groups. Some homeschooling groups, I know, had some concerns about it. Feeling that it expanded things too much. But I did want to get Representative Adam Schwadron on here this morning. Adam, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mark. Good to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. So I was talking about this yesterday with Bev Allen, who obviously had some concerns about the bill and, among other things, delivered some treats to the legislature yesterday. I had her on here talking about it, along with a letter saying that these brownies enjoy them, but they might have a little bit of dog poop in them, which means you probably won't want to eat them, which shows that just a little bit of bad can spoil something that's otherwise good. I mean, the message, I think, was clear. You didn't agree with the way it was delivered.
Yeah, I was informed about the interview that you had with Bev yesterday morning from Wild Bill Lucas down in Jefferson County, who's actually running for the open house seat there for Cindy Buckeye Courtway seat. And, you know, he's a loyal listener and loves to hear from you. And so I got to give him a shout out for letting me know about this interview. But, you know, I can agree with the message that she delivered on the dog poop brownies. It's the delivery of it that was questionable. And I just simply put it up on Twitter to show the people what we deal with on a daily and a weekly basis down in Jefferson City. There were a lot of people in the building that were just like, oh my God, this is sickening. And they were contacting the Capitol Police because the threat is there. You read the note, you see the brownie. And like I said, if it's just the note, that's fine. I completely understand. And there are times where we have lots of bills with lots of things in them. And you're just like, you have to weigh it. It's like, all right, I like this. I don't like this. Does the good outweigh the bad? And in this case, the expansion of the Missouri Empowerment Scholarship accounts at 727 definitely outweighed any negatives in there or perceived negatives. So I was happy to vote for it. And with 82 votes, I like to say, and everyone else that voted for it can say, they were the deciding vote.
Yeah. Well, I wonder about that. Is it true? Now, I had Bev on yesterday. I think everybody in the legislature knows Bev. She's been a mainstay down there for years. She sits in on hearings. She pays close attention to what's going on. She did sign her name on the note that came along with the brownies. But what you're telling me is that there were some people who saw the brownie, ate it, and then saw the note, correct?
Yeah, there were a couple people who the brownie's just sitting on the desk. And actually, what's funny is yesterday, after we were done on the floor, I came into my office, and my legislative assistant put two cupcakes on my desk. But I didn't know she put two cupcakes on my desk until I saw them. And I'm like, oh, gosh, is someone messing with me right now? And then she walked in and said, by the way, I brought those for you from another legislative assistant's birthday. So
Bev told us she didn't even own a dog. It was just a joke. They're not seriously, like, the Capitol Police aren't going to think of charging her with anything here, right?
I have no idea what they're going to do, but in today's heightened security world, we've seen instances where innocent items, you know, baking powder or talcum powder is put in an envelope and mailed to an office, and you have to treat it as a serious concern.
No, I see that. Yeah.
And so earlier this year, we had the protesters when we had the Consul General of Israel there, and security is always heightened in the building because we never know who's coming through with what intentions. And yeah, we all know Bev. We know what type of person she is, how she's there. She's advocating for her organization. And even as a lobbyist, technically, we can't accept any gifts from her with any value whatsoever because of the Cleaner Missouri rules in our Constitution.
So even
leave something on the desk is a violation of the Constitution.
These concerns from the homeschool parents, are they valid? I mean, do you think anything's really going to change here?
I don't believe so. I think there's a lot of misinterpretation of what's going on in the bill. Especially what was overblown was the provisions dealing with the Second Amendment rights. And we've even seen the Missouri Firearms Coalition, who, if you had Aaron Doerr on your show before, you know how strong a proponent of the Second Amendment he is.
Yes.
And he said there is nothing in this bill that threatens your rights as a Second Amendment gun owner.
Adam Schroeder, and I want to point out you were also running for Secretary of State. How's that going?
It's going great. Just last night I was down in Dent County. Tonight I'll be in Perry County. And I'm just getting out there, and my message is resonating. The biggest concern that people have is all these illegals coming across the border, and how can we deal with that? You see municipalities in other states that are giving the right to vote to non-citizens, and we need to make sure that we strengthen our Constitution to where these people cannot vote. It should be citizens only voting, period, full stop.
Where can people find out more about your campaign?
They can go on my website, adamschwadron.com. I'm also on Twitter or X, at AJ Schwadron, also my state rep page on Facebook. As soon as session's over, I'll be updating that to Adam Schwadron for Secretary of State.
All right, Adam, thanks for your time.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Take care of yourself. Appreciate that. Wanted to give him a chance to come on and talk about that. I hope this doesn't end up being, like, too serious for Bev. I get her point. I think her point was well made, but clearly there were some people down there that were pretty alarmed by it, so...
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.